Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor speaking to my colleague, Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired. He's at the Sagamore Institute. And writing most recently at the Hoover Institution Strategica, answering the question, what needs to be done? This looks very much like a version of Juniper Oak, which was an exercise where the U.S. Air Force and probably Navy elements and the Israeli Air Force and probably Navy elements combined in order to practice an attack on the Iranian nuclear weapons facilities suspect. Jerry, the Juniper Oak exercise is in the past. You're designing a system that is available, I believe, right now. Everything, all the technologies here, and this attack would be across the board at the, not a demonstration, a complete attack. Is that correct?
Yeah, John, I received this really provocative question from the team at Hoover, and whether I would be interested in writing on this question of whether Israel could achieve total peace or total victory in this case. And my initial reaction was no, because ever since the state of Israel was founded, in many ways, it's had its hands tied. At first, it was on the defense as it was attacked repeatedly by its Arab neighbors. And then in more recent times, you know, there's been this call and demand for a two-state solution, and Israel needs to step back, you know. And so in many ways, we've sought to restrict because of, again, fear of escalating the tensions in the broader region and causing a broader regional war. However, it's clear that Iran is not bound by this. And in fact, Iran hates Israel with every part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's soul, that they dislike Israel. They hate the West. They hate the United States. And so Iran has been acting through its proxies, whether it's Hamas or whether it's Hezbollah or whether it's the Houthis. In reality, while we're fending off all these attacks and trying to defend against these three separate entities, in fact, every one of these attacks originates in Iran. And so as I worked my way through this essay and this argument that I developed, the point here is that the only chance that Israel, and for that matter, the broader region, has to achieve some semblance of peace or victory is to actually be unleashed to attack Iran. And of course, everyone's concerned because Iran's been investing in developing a nuclear weapon. And everyone says that they're within a couple weeks of being able to do that if they give the order to go. And so, you know, how do you handle this? Well, one of the points I made within this is that if we were to go after Iran, if Israel was to go after Iran, and I expect Israel to go after Iran in some way. I mean, Iran just launched 180 ballistic missiles at Israel. So they have to respond. As a nation state, they have to respond. As we know, the Israelis are not going to go into the gas chambers quietly ever again. So they will respond. What I would hope is that, in fact, the United States and our other allies in the region, by that I mean the Saudis, the Jordanians, would step up and say, hey, look, it's in our interest as well. These Iranians, these Persians over here are acting to destabilize the region. They're very clearly going for prominency within the Middle Eastern region. And so an all-out attack upon Iran, taking out its military infrastructure, but in addition, punishing them economically and with other aspects of their national infrastructure, and doing so in a way, and I said this within the essay, you know, to not follow Pottery Barn rules. We should no longer feel bound by the idea that if we break it, that we are necessarily required to fix it, that we have to be there on the backside to rehabilitate this nation. So I want to move beyond the Pottery Barn rules. And because Iran has consistently been out here destroying all this infrastructure and attacking our allies and partners, I think it's time to go in and break stuff in a rather large fashion.
The April attack was missiles and drones, I believe, and that attack failed. The October attack also failed, we're told. There was interception, but there is escalation underway. That was 180, 181 ballistic missiles. Any one of those contained a nuclear weapon, we're in a different world, Jerry. So right now, do we need evidence that Iran is an outlaw?
Yeah, we don't need evidence. And in fact, let's go all the way back to October 7th last year with the massacre of 1,200 to 1,400 people and the taking of the hostages to include Americans, as well as other international citizens. That was an attack not by Hamas, but by Iran. Hamas is Iran. We need to understand that, and we need to put the dot directly on them and hold them responsible for these actions and for the instability and the massacre and the bloodshed and everything else. So my whole point here is, you know, it's time to essentially name the enemy and then make the campaign plan to go after that enemy. And we have the assets in the area now to back up the Israelis. We have one carrier strike group. We just had another one that was there. We had two carriers at one point in time. There's another carrier getting ready to sortie out to provide that type of at least 20 hours a day of flight operations from a U.S. Navy carrier. But the Israelis and our other partners in the region also have significant air assets as well as missile assets to be able to hit at these targets. And John, as I said, we've got three Burt-class destroyers sitting in the Mediterranean, and we've got five Burt-class destroyers that are sitting over in the Gulf of Oman and near the Arabian Gulf. Well, if I start adding up the number of Tomahawks on those, plus probably an Ohio-class SSGN in the area, John, we're looking at northwards of 200-plus Tomahawk missiles that are available to the regional combatant commander if the Biden administration would work with our allies and partners and specifically with Israel to come up with a reasonable campaign plan.
There is speculation, Captain. It involves the oil facilities, the infrastructure, how Iran makes money. That looks like a straightforward target for the U.S. Navy. Is that correct?
I think that is specifically talking about some of the islands and the terminals. And believe me, I've served in and around some of those terminals in the past. That have been targets for attacks. But more importantly, you know, let's think about Iran's nuclear capabilities. You know, Israel demonstrated quite well in Lebanon its ability to use large bunker busting weapons, deep penetrators. I think Nasrallah probably was a victim of just that type of a coordinated deep penetrating attack. And you know, I would expect that the Israelis, who have demonstrated a clear brilliance in a shaping campaign, even now are thinking about how they would set this situation up and shape the environment to be able to get the targets that they want in the places that they want them to be.
The indication right now, Jerry, the day after the attack on Tel Aviv, has the atmosphere changed in the Middle East in your measure? We have about a minute.
I think it has. The clear indication that I'm still waiting on is where Saudi Arabia and Jordan are. And I don't have a clear idea about that, but I would certainly want them to come alongside on whatever happens next, because it's in their interest as well that Iran be cut down to size.
Captain Jerry Hendricks, the United States Navy retired, an aviator. He's at the Sagamore Institute, writing for Strategica for the Hoover Institution. What is to be done?
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.